Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to War Room Live here on the Alex Jones Network. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. So you got a new camera angle. I don't even know where that camera is. Welcome to the new and improved Alex Jones Network here from the new Command Center here in Central Texas. We, of course, are in a little bunker today, and it's gonna make things a little bit inefficient for a little while, I guess would be one way of putting it. Obviously, I'm going to be in the same room Alex is in, so we're going to have to do some sort of trade over in between the shows, but we're going to work out the kinks. We're going to iron everything out as we move on, and of course, cover the news as we always do, and hopefully take calls. Can we take calls, guys? I think we can. We can take calls. Excellent. And of course, this in and of itself is sort of a temporary transition process taking place. So, of course, we are now War Room Live, and you can follow us on Rumble at War Room Live. But things will be changing. New shows will be made. This show may go down to 2 hours. We don't know. We'll play it by ear, and, of course, we'll take your input as well. But it's been quite an interesting 24 hours since we shut down. Of course, we went live late into the night last night, and it was a epic way to send off the InfoWars Studios, which will now, of course, be, defunct for the time being, and maybe it'll be taken over. It sounds like, from what I understand, they're still desperately trying to take over the studios, and they really want the set, because they really want to do a parody of InfoWars, and they want the set to look like InfoWars. So, we'll see how that goes. When I say they live in a parallel dimension, when I say they live in a world that's not our world, we've been saying that for a while, but like it becomes increasingly true as time moves forward. And the invention of Blue Sky has really made it hard to bully these people. War Room Live, Trump rejects congressional oversight for war, says ceasefire has terminated hostilities. Yeah, we'll get into the Iran war. We'll get into all that stuff. But I was up pretty late last night, just sort of, trying to keep the morale up, because I saw a lot of people, saying they were watching the shutdown of InfoWars and it was making them very emotional. And of course, I understand that fully. Maybe it's a little different for us because it's like we've already gone through the grief process. Like we thought we were shut down 2 years ago. So sort of the impact has been diminished just from repeatedly being dunked into this pool over and over again. You eventually get used to how cold the water is, I guess you could say. But I saw a lot of people very, very upset at this. And like, guys, you've really got to understand what this InfoWar is all about and embrace it. We got to embrace this stuff. You have to understand how wrong it would be, how unsatisfactory it would be if InfoWars wasn't shut down by the feds. Like that, it had to be that way. It had to be that way. If we weren't the real deal, it wouldn't have been that way. If we weren't the threat to the establishment that we are, then it wouldn't be that way. It has to be this way because it's perfect. It's in a weird way kind of perfect that it went this way. Because of course, InfoWars has to be shut down by the Fed. And that is what happened. Federal courts shut us down because we didn't do anything wrong. Like, we're innocent. We didn't actually do anything wrong. We didn't actually, commit terrorism or defame anybody, in my opinion. So, of course, we had to be shut down. It would be totally different if we actually were the people that they say we are and got shut down for some sort of legitimate reason. But like, no, it had to be illegitimate. It had to be the Fed shutting us down. It was the only way for InfoWars to end. And in a way, it is the ultimate proof of everything we've been saying the entire time. But I'm trying to bully the Onion. But I'm desperately trying to bully Ben Collins and Tim Heidecker and mock them for their hilarious failure in every regard. Tim Heidecker pledged his soul to Satan in exchange for running InfoWars. He's still not running InfoWars. I mean, that's comedy. That is comedy gold. That's funnier than anything Tim Heidecker has ever come up with on purpose. The man pledged his soul to Satan with the expectation that he'd be running InfoWars. Now he has no soul and no InfoWars. It's very sad. It's a very sad event for him, but also exactly what you would expect. But they're not on X. They're scared. They've run away. And our enemies refuse to meet us on the field of battle. They just want to snipe from places where we can't see them. And it's unfortunate because that means in order to fully enjoy their spiraling, you know, frantic collapse, I have to go to Blue Sky. Now, I have a lot of conspiracy theories about Blue Sky, if you want to know. Blue Sky is the Twitter alternative that was actually founded by Jack Dorsey, but then it was given to the person running it now, the CEO running it now, apparently didn't found it, wasn't a founder of it, and yet it's a Chinese woman whose name is Blue Sky, which is a little strange, a little awkward. Like, her name in Chinese means Blue Sky, and she became the CEO of Blue Sky after helping to upkeep a server farm for Bitcoin or something. Like, she's no qualifications, no actual, you know, ability to run the site, but somehow she gets put in charge. So the conspiracy theory about Blue Sky is that basically they wanted Kamala Harris to win, and if Kamala Harris would have won, they would have immediately gone after Elon Musk in every way they possibly could, and they would have, you know, forced him to resign from his board positions, or, I mean, they have all sorts of methods of, you know, destroying people's livelihoods and business or whatever. So I think the plan was to basically destroy X, force Elon to sell it, or, you know, otherwise just shut down X forcibly, you know, boycotts, advertiser boycotts, whatever they were going to do. But you can't shut down X if you don't have an alternative set up. So first they set up the alternative Blue Sky, which is run by a communist Chinese person and already has all of the censorship built in to the algorithm. And so they wanted to use the FEC, SEC, any governmental body that they can get their hands on to destroy X, force everybody over to Blue Sky. That is a Chinese communist containment zone. So Blue Sky sucks and I hate it and it's the worst. And I'll never forget the first time I ever went on Blue Sky, the first thing I ever saw going on Blue Sky, and I think we may have been live because we covered it on Moonbase at the time. And the first image that popped up, first time I went to Blue Sky, was a drawing of Superman lovingly kissing Batman on the forehead while cradling Batman's pregnant stomach. And it's like, that's it. This is Blue Sky. It's the perfect image for what Blue Sky is. It's the Marvel brain. It's the transgenderism. It's the demonic rejection of nature. It's perfect. It was perfect. It's the perfect visual representation of who Blue Sky is and what their users are like. So it's just awful. But I went there, but I held my breath and I pinched my nose and I dove into Blue Sky and was looking at Tim Heidecker and others. And for one thing, it's just the man is one of the least funny people I've ever seen. Like, and I'm not, you know, I can think people are funny. We talked about David Cross yesterday. The man's a bumbling idiot. He has no idea anything about politics. Absolute moron. Hilarious dude, though. But very funny. But like I said, probably my favorite character, Tobias, on my favorite show, Arrested Development. Gut-busting. Hilarious dude. I'm not biased in this way. Tim Heidecker, what is going on there? What is that? What is that? It's like if you tuned into InfoWars and we never covered any conspiracies and never talked about geopolitics and never talked about politics at all. Like, you'd be like, what is this? Why is this a show, right? The purpose of our show is geopolitics and information and culture and, you know, conspiracies, globalism, all this sort of stuff. So that's what we talk about. Their show's a comedy show, but it's not funny. What does that mean? What is that? I honestly want to know, because who's watching him? Why are they watching him? Like, these are questions we need answers to. But the point is that you go to Blue Sky and the people, I mean, it's beyond disconnected from reality. It is an alternate reality. It is an entirely fully fleshed out and fully formed alternative universe that only exists in their fevered minds. And It's actually funny. What does this say? Please be on the lookout for an emergency transmission from Tim Heidecker this evening on theonion.info. Thank you for your attention in this matter. Okay. Oh, I'm sure people are lining up to watch that. The man gets like 2,000 views on his podcast. See, this is what I mean. There's the establishment world that is just entirely fabricated and fake. It exists only and entirely out of manufactured consent. In other words, it's filled with people who are not talented, are not compelling, are not interesting, do not have fans of their own, are not capable of gaining fans of their own. They are plucked out of obscurity. They are designated as a star, and then they just walk down the red carpet and get their picture taken. But as soon as they go out on their own, they fail completely. Okay, that's Tim Heidecker, that's Don Lemon, that's Brian Stelter, like all of these people, right? They go from the height of importance, everybody hanging on their every word, you know, CNN Nightly News or whatever it is, and then they go independent and they can't get 100 people to watch their live streams because their popularity is artificial. It's artificially propped up. So Tim Heidecker is one of these characters. And it's kind of odd because I've seen it in practice. I've talked about this before, but it works on people. It actually works on certain people. I don't know who these people are or like what makes them this way, but because they're told that somebody is a comedian and really funny, they genuinely find them funny. And again, I've seen this in my own life. I was working at Seth Meyers. I was working on a Seth Meyers show, a late night show. And Seth Meyers comes in, and this is like the first time he comes on to set. And everything he says, everybody cracks up at. And it was weird. It was very weird because he wasn't saying funny things. He was like kind of, you know, kind of like being jokey a little bit, but it was more just like, okay, everyone here is a, you know, bootlicking quizzling, I guess, for lack of a better word, that just like literally feel like giddy when a famous person is around. And Seth just like, nice background. They're like, it is a nice background. Thanks, Seth. Like that's how, so you've got like a Tim Heidecker type, not funny, not exactly, you know, compelling in any way. And yet he's got like a show on Adult Swim. He feels powerful. He's like, you know, in like sitcoms and stuff. And I'm sure he's surrounded all the time by these dumbass bootlickers that like giggle and laugh at everything he says. And he's like, man, I'm the funniest person ever. And it's weird because then you watch the video, you watch his podcast or whatever, and I'll watch entire clips. And like the whole crew is like laughing. And it's like, what is this? What is going on? So Ben Collins, guys, bring up Rob Dew's tweet with the Ben Collins blue sky post on it. Because, first of all, Rob Dew posted it because people were sending us death threats, obviously, because everybody on that side is absolutely deranged, completely violent psychopaths. That's just who they are and who they attract. So it's not exactly a surprise. It is sort of horrifying, again, knowing that we just didn't do anything wrong, but people want to kill us anyway because of the lies that are told about it. So here's the post from Rob Dew. We don't need to read what he wrote, but what's his name? Ben Collins wrote, this is not an... well, first of all, his girlfriend failed congressional candidate and dumbass e-whore Kat Abugagluggles says, this is literally establishing a second special code of law just for Alex Jones so he can do whatever he wants. What the F are we doing? How the F is this allowed? Yeah, that's right, folks. Alex Jones created a special code of law and got the federal court to go along with it. So the response to this is a guy saying, Kirk his ass, right? Kill him like Charlie Kirk. Because, you know, of course. So, in response to this, Ben Collins says, this is not an exaggeration. Alex Jones is allegedly bankrupt, but has an infinite well of dark money to pay lawyers, sell pills, and harangue judges and parents
of dead kids. This stay must be lifted so we can take over. And I hope journalists look into where he's getting and stowing his money. He goes on. Alex Jones has created a justice system wholly unto himself by threatening judges and anyone in his way with the very threats that bankrupted him. Unrelenting harassment of innocent people and their families. It will work as long as the courts let it. Remove this stay. Give these parents justice. So, again, I cannot express to you thoroughly, like with enough emphasis, how bad all of that. What actually happened was that The Onion had nothing to do with our shutdown. Ben Collins heard Alex Jones say, yeah, the receiver is not paying our internet bill. Our internet's getting cut off on the 30th. On a podcast, right? So he's there, you know, lurking, I don't know, in whatever nest he burrows into to eat and sleep at night. But he's there watching Alex Jones obsessively, and he sees him say this. And so he goes and starts talking behind the scenes to the receiver going, hey, maybe we can buy this, which, again, is just insane and absurd. They could have bought us at the auction. They refused to just pay the full amount that we were worth, which this would have been over 2 years ago, and they would have owned us for the last 2 years, but they are like instinctually and irresistibly criminal. So they have to try to come up with some sort of fraudulent back office, you know, scheme to get the auction, even though they didn't have the highest bid. Again, I'm totally criminal as far as I'm concerned. And the judge says, what the hell are you talking about? No, you didn't win this auction. Now, instead of the auction just going to the actual highest bidder, why would that not be the case? Is that not the case with literally every auction that's ever been held ever in history? Is that if the winning bidder is like, oh, actually, I don't have any money. They're like, all right, well, the next highest bidder is going to be the bidder then? Like, what the hell are you talking about? You hold an auction. They try to give it to the wrong person. And so then they're just like, well, I guess the auction is not real then. And it's like, what the hell are you talking about? How is that the conclusion? It's insane. Okay, so let me just lay out. What actually happened was that Ben Collins and Tim Heidecker went on every news channel they could get on and said, in no uncertain terms and with, you know, absolute confidence, we own InfoWars. InfoWars is ours. We're in the studio. It's our URL. We own it and we have purchased it and the brand is now ours. Like, they said that, which is ironic because that's more fake news. That's a bigger lie than anything we've ever told. We've never said, I mean, imagine. The bold-faced lie. The man goes on national TV, looks right in the camera, and tells people, we own InfoWars. They don't. It's crazy. It is. I mean, genuinely, put yourself in the mindset of somebody who would do that. Put yourself in the mindset of somebody who would go on national television and just say something that is, like, obviously a lie. That's not even remotely true. That couldn't possibly be true. These people are psychos. Like, genuinely terrifying. That they are so disconnected from reality and so disconnected from consequence or anything. Genuinely insane. Okay, so Ben Collins and Tim Heidecker just assert that they own InfoWars. Just they don't. It's completely fake. It's completely fraudulent. They just say that they do. Okay? We reach out to the court and go, what? Is this true? And the court goes, no, that's not true. That couldn't possibly be true. That's not happening. And Ben Collins takes this and then presents it to his audience by saying Alex Jones has somehow created his own law system. He is threatening and harassing and haranguing judges so he can threaten and harass families. I mean, it's beyond, like, you know, there are some things that are related to reality but not quite aligned. There are things where it's like, I could see where you misstep here. No, they lied. The court said that's not true, and they go on and just defame us endlessly, which, again, the irony of all of this. We harangued judges? You mean like filing a court case? But what he's really mad at is that we have money to pay lawyers. He's like, why, where's this dark money coming from? Our entire financial existence has been in the hands of the federal court for the last 2 years. We have a receiver. We had a CRO for a long time. They know every single penny we ever earned. So what the hell are they talking about? So bring up the tweet again from Ben Collins and that Rob Dew posted. Because I really want you to understand. These people think that we all lost our jobs. Do you understand that? All right. So yeah, bring up all of these because we got to read all these. I mean, again, the actual story that happened was that this guy just lied about owning InfoWars, and the court said, you don't actually own InfoWars. That's never been decided. That's never been a thing. His response is that Alex Jones established a second code of law where he can do whatever he wants. That's not an exaggeration, says Ben Collins. That's factual. Because remember, we're the crazy ones. We're the insane ones. But to them, simply having the court reject their baseless assertion somehow means that Alex Jones has created a entirely new set of laws that only he rules by. I've never said anything that crazy. That is insane. An infinite well of dark money. Money's not dark. The money comes from the alexjonesstore.com. You know that. Everybody knows that. He is just absolutely lying. He's allegedly bankrupt. He is bankrupt. But you see, like, what he thinks is like, wait, he can still pay lawyers? No, we're supposed to bankrupt him so he can't defend himself. Then we get to just run roughshod over his legal rights, and he can't even hire a lawyer to fight back. Like, they really think that Alex Jones should just, like, be shot in the knee and have his hands tied behind his back and then led into the boxing ring. And it's like, what? No. You have to fight fair, and you just lose every time you – well, you've never tried to fight fair, actually. So, you know, we don't know what would happen if you did. Maybe you should give it a shot. So, of course, their fans – are deranged. Of course their fans are violent and want to hurt all of us. Because when we say, hey, you don't own InfoWars, what they hear is Alex Jones is creating a new set of laws to hurt families more. And it's like, batshit insane, folks. And then you know, Heidecker posts the video, the picture I took of the last shot of InfoWars standing behind Alex Jones, and under it, it's everybody like, you know, I'm reveling in the fact, is it wrong for me to be so happy that all these people are waking up jobless this morning? It's like, okay, in the world they live in, InfoWars owns Onion owns InfoWars, and I'm out of a job. Okay,
I have been very-